Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island. It's a cartoon on YouTube. It's a parody of Real Housewives of New York, which is what we're talking about today. And I'm also on the Game Brain podcast, and I'm going to be on this week, the next episode. I was actually on the previous episode too. And joining me is the wonderful man who you may know from his hilarious recaps of The Bachelor and all its other Bachelor-type shows. It's Ronnie Karam.
Spin-offs,
etc. Rose Prick's Bachelor Roast Podcast. Ronnie Karam. What's going on, Ronnie?
Hi. Nothing. We are doing Labor Pains right now while Bachelor is off. We're doing that on our Patreon, so we just finished that. That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Ridiculousness. So, yeah, all good on that front.
Yeah, that's fun. So today we're gonna talk about Real Housewives of New York. I really need this today, Ronnie, because the world is crazy,
and
I'm like in a state of anger. Like, and I'm like, I need to channel it into, well, I don't really have any rage against the Real Housewives of New York. I just need to channel it into Bravo at the moment.
Yeah, I think we all do. I hope everybody's okay out there. I know you're probably not in some form, like most of us. I know the world's crazy, and the more you're listening to the world and the more you're watching the news,
it can feel hopeless.
It's easy to go spin out and just try and take care of each other and be there for each other, because it's a crazy fucking time right now. Okay.
Yes, we love you. Exactly. We love you too. Yeah. And it's crazy. So, and I'm not saying, by the way, put your head in the sand and just focus on Bravo. I'm just saying I've already done my rage tweeting for today. So I think it's time for me to start before I become totally unhinged, is to focus on the Real Housewives. Because, by the way, this episode was absolutely hilarious. And
I don't know, and I have like a darkness even over this, because I'm like, this was terrifying and sad, and someone fucking get Leah help. And what the fuck is this show doing?
Well, I still think the show is hilarious. On the show. I think that, I think that Leah, I think the show is hilarious. I think that Leah is full of some shit, though. I think that she, speaks some bullshit, and we'll get to that. But,
it's a nice turning point for this series, because so far Leah's been queen, she's been like the new reigning queen on the show. And so it'll be nice to have like a little finally get to yell at somebody new this week.
Yeah, exactly. Cause she makes some statements that are like very sort of like entitled or whatever, not entitled in terms of bad, in terms of like what we normally talk about entitlement in like a sort of like a white privilege way, but just entitlement of like, who do you think you are? So, but anyway, before we do that, okay, let's do some small business shout-outs, because guess what? We're still in a pandemic, okay? Companies need their love. Ronnie, why don't you start off?
If there's a company that can make one eye the same, open the same width as the other eye, that would be great, because we're looking at ourselves today on Crappens on Demand. It's a video recap. If you want to go to Patreon. And I hate that I have an handy eye. Okay.
I'm struggling today with Crappens on Demand, by the way, because as I was telling you right before the show, I'm feeling puffy and bloated today because, quarantine. And I'm spiraling. Just let me spiral, everyone. Spiral on camera.
Okay, so this is from Mallory. She is based out of Orange County, and she runs a Bravo themed pin, sticker, and magnet shop on Etsy. It's called Real House Pins OC. Real House Pins OC. From now until the end of June, get 10% off all orders over $35 plus free domestic shipping when you use the code BRAINSPRAIN.
That's good.
That's hilarious. BRAINSPRAIN is the code, and you get those pins and stickers and all that good stuff at Real Housewives Pins OC. That's funny. And also follow her on Instagram at Real Housewives Pins OC.
Mine comes from Maggie O, who says, "Hello, gentlemen." I know her voice doesn't sound like that, but if you ever open up an email with "Hello, gentlemen," I just read it like Carl. So, we are Maggie and Rachel, employees at Rooted Earth Farm and Apothecary in Casco, Maine. Rooted Earth is women-owned and operated, support other women, and we produce organic skincare. They produce skin! No, they produce organic skincare.
Turn it over.
I know. Can I have a skin boa, please? Thank you.
Yeah, I'd love some new right around your underarm part where it touches your boob skin. That would be great.
So anyway, Rusted Earth.
Oh my god, that's another amazing business. Rusted Ruth.
That's a callback to my bowling ball of my youth. No, it's not even. Doesn't Rust isn't even in this. Rooted Earth. Where did I? I'm just saying Rusted Root now because of the band. Rooted Earth produces organic skincare that they've infused with herbs from their 5-acre farm. It's mostly their farm. Sarah, their tireless leader, has been so generous and flexible to us during this pandemic. They got paid for 2 weeks to self-quarantine, which is great. And we wanted to take it on ourselves to promote Rooted Earth and help Sarah keep her small heart and soul business thriving. Yes, we did just thrive like Kristen Doty wants us all to do. Anyway, so they're just like huge fans of Crappens and Vanderpump Rules and all that fun stuff. And they said one of their best-selling products is called Do Everything Salve, which would be especially be beneficial for Beau Clark, who was outed by Stassi and Taylor on tour a while back for some of his skin ailments. Oh, well, that's fun. Anyway, the point is this. Go check out RootedEarth.com for your organic skincare and body supplement needs. And thank you very much, ladies. Thank you for writing to us from Casco, Maine. I love that there's a place in Maine that almost sounds like Costco, but it's called Casco.
All right, now let's get on with this recap, shall we? Well, Newport, Rhode Island, just like Hawaii. I like that this show is making Newport, Rhode Island out to be the new hotspot destination.
Newport. You know, I went to Newport when I was a little kid. And, you know, I don't know if you ever, have you ever been to Newport, Rhode Island, Ronnie?
No, I've been to Newport, California.
Well, that's what
Newport, Rhode Island.
Yes. And so Newport, Rhode Island is famous because it has also these like just all these huge old mansions, like historic mansions, like the Vanderbilts and this and that. And you like when you go to Newport as a tourist, a lot of times you go and you look at all these huge, huge, huge mansions. And so when I first moved out here to California, I had a job as a PA on a TV show. And one time I had to when you're a PA, a lot of times you're given on these studio lots, these golf carts that you drive around. You have to drive from different parts of the studio lots because they're so huge. And one time I had to drive the director of our TV show. His name is Andy Ackerman, and he's like a pretty big TV director. And so I had to drive him like to a soundstage on the golf cart. So I was making small talk with him, and I was like, so where are you from? And he's like, oh, Newport. I didn't realize that there was a Newport Beach. I didn't know. I was that fresh off the boat. I was like, wow, Newport. I was like, wow, I just love all those mansions. Those mansions were the best ever. And I just sounded like such an idiot talking about going to Newport Beach and staring at mansions. And to this day, I always think about that. And I'm still mortified at myself.
Well, they've got a lot of mansions in Newport Beach, too. They're just,
But it's like cheesy.
New money mansions,
only. Yeah. It's like cheesy to be like, man, I just love going to Newport Beach and staring at the McMansions. Wow. I mean, I was talking like I was a street urchin. You know, because I was talking about like mansions that people currently live in. Like, this is like, it's like walking up to people's homes and be like, someday that'll be me. Instead of just like, as opposed to like, oh, I went to a historical place and I looked at a castle or whatever. Like, I don't know. I still obviously trigger something in me a little bit.
Andy Ackerman's like, could we please not get that guy on my golf cart again? Okay. He's fucking stalking me.
Yeah, pretty much. I did the same thing to Vicky Lewis.
So everybody, Vicky Lewis.
Yeah, I'll let that just hang there.
Just a Newport story for Vicky Lewis.
No, she was in Malibu, but I said, admittedly, I was creepier when I had to take Vicky Lewis on a golf cart. And I was like, wow, your house in Malibu is great, because I had to bring a script to her once. And she was like, thanks.
Stupid. So the ladies are going to Newport today, and everybody's doing their Real Housewives packing, and Tinsley's like, oh, I'm sorry, strawberry and shortcake, there's no room, I've got too many of my eggs.
Oh, between my allergy pillow and my eggs, there's no room for strawberry shortcake.
Then Sonia's over with her new intern, Matthew.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, Matthew, I just don't know what I would do without you. Look at this swimsuit. It says sisterhood because we're doing so well. And oh, that's my hormone bag. Okay, I need those to stay nice. And these are my patches. This is one I put on my belly. And this one, I won't even tell you where it goes.
Now, I don't know if it's, I may just be reading into something, but the bathing suit said sister, and then beneath it said hood. And I kind of was like, I don't know if you're really, like, wearing, I felt like she was missing some sort of message. I couldn't tell if the bathing suit was trying to say something beyond just sisterhood or not, but it felt like, either way, I was like, I wouldn't put it past Sonia to
you know, Sonia just found that in the park somewhere, yeah. And just, like, took it home. Just, like, purposely go buy that.
Yeah.
It's just some shit she found on the street.
So then Leah is...
Oh, by the way, watch Sonia on the first episode of Worst Cooks in America. Why is that? You know, that's on. So, of course, I had to put it on the DVR, even though I don't watch every one of those. Sorry, cannot take Wells from The Bachelor. I can't take it. I won't deal with it. He's acting like he's Julia Roberts. He's like, hey, I'm the bartender here. It's me, Wells. Like, Wells, shut up. But Sonia is pretty funny on it.
Mm. I saw like 5 seconds of it, and I was like, oh, Food Network, you're terrible now. So,
and Amber Rell's hair is like a full-on wave now, you know, like from the side, like a wave curling over. Yeah. Yeah, I turned it off halfway through, too. But, you know, Sonia's on there, so there's that. And Bridget Everett's on there, too, who's hilarious. Yes. So maybe I'll give it another go.
Yeah, okay. So Leah FaceTimes Ramona, and Ramona looks like she's like an extra on 2001 Space Odyssey. like she just like bathed in this red light, like tinkering with Hal or something like that. She's like, whoa, I'm at the doctor's office. She's doing something to my stomach to make it more toned, okay?
It's a 2020 redo of 1 Hour Photo starring Robin Williams, but now it's just Ramona stalking innocent people in the photo place.
Yeah,
she's like, you know what? Slade's doing something. Make my stomach turn, okay? And she's like, you know, Newport, she place, okay? It's great shops, it's great oysters. It's like a mini Southampton, but it's minier, okay?
It's minier. So then we get a shot of Great Barrington. We're up in Great Barrington where we're at Bluestone Manor, and Dorinda is sort of overseeing the latest renovations at the place. And basically, she's talking about how it took like 4 months for the whole place to dry out. And now she has basically Joe Biden with her, like overseeing what they're going to paint the edges and the trims and all that stuff. So, you know, she's in the painting phase and it's almost ready for its, you know, unveiling.
Yeah, so you know, it takes about 4 months for the house to dry out. And now we're going to fix that little gargoyle up there. What do you think, Joe? He's like, come here, corn pop! Come here! So then we go over to Ramona's apartment, and Leah and Lou are meeting in front, and Tinsley. And so everyone's meeting to get on the big bus. And Tinsley walks up with this huge pillow, and Luann's like, oh, I love that you bring your own pillow. You're such a child. And then she turns around and starts laughing with, like, TikTok preteen sunglasses, you know, Luann.
Yeah.
Fucking Luann just trying to stay, like, young and trendy at all time, as she calls someone else a child.
But, I just love how she just savagely destroys Tinsley and then just, like, turns to the other ladies. Am I right? It's going in my show, Marry, Fuck, Kill, although we're going to call it Child Tinsley. Am I right? So the Tinsley, of course, is like, well, what am I going to do? I mean, I have allergies. What am I going to do? That is so rude. I'm not doing this because I'm a child. It's because I can't sleep on other people's pillows.
I'm allergic to other people's face.
And Luann just starts tickling the bottom of her chin, like, oh, poor thing. Poor little baby. She goes, oh, don't get all defensive. And Sonia turns and is like, she's a baby. She needs her pillow. She's a baby. Just like this is just how the show opens, with them just piling on to Tinsley because she brought her own pillow.
So then Tinsley reminds us that she's the richest one. She's like, Newport is a place that I guess a lot of people can't travel to, but I know it best because it's like the other Palm Beach. So.
Yeah, my mom has a house in Newport, and like basically people in Palm Beach in the summer, they go to Newport to get arrested.
So they all get on the bus, and Leah's like, Ramona, you look like you're 25 years old. It's nuts. Like, you look literally so young. Not even kidding.
Yeah. I was like, oh, well, you know what? I'm using lots of ageless, okay? Ageless. Are you sure you're talking to me or you're talking to Avery, my daughter, who's also my best friend slash sister, and we look alike, okay?
So she's like, you know what? Dorinda's been kind of edgy because it's like her husband's like death anniversary or whatever. And they're like, his birthday. She's like, whatever, okay? Yeah. Born and died. I don't know. It's always something, okay? She's been very bitchy this week, so I just want to show we care, okay? We're real friends.
I hope you didn't plan a deathiversary party,
you fucking weirdo.
I love how she adds that. She, like, manages to somehow, like, insult Dorinda, but couch it in some sort of form of friendship. Of like, you know what? Dorinda, she's an awful person, and people don't like her, and, like, she's miserable to be around. She's really bitchy. Everyone hates it. Everyone can agree that she's probably one of the worst people on the show right now. She's dragging us all down. So I want to do this to show her that we care for her, okay? It's like,
yeah.
Okay. First, sounds like you really do care for her.
So Dorinda showed up at the hotel first, which could mean very bad news, because mm-hmm. they have a bar. So Dorinda's like, hey, I'm first. I get the best room, right? I don't have alcohol. I don't even know everything alcohol. You know, I used to come here with my late husband. And they're like, oh, Jesus.
Oh. The lady at the reception goes, did you really? Well, welcome back. Room for one, I take it.
Yeah. So, probably like, we remember, ma'am.
We still have a hole in the wall that we haven't been able to patch. Because it was rare Italian marble. Yes, you made a hole in rare Italian marble.
Yeah.
So then in the party bus, they're all, like, sort of bored while they're driving. And Ramona's like, whoa, you want to play a game? How about this? I spy my little eye. It's like the most Ramona sentence she's ever said. I spy my own little eye. Okay, some fine wine that got better with time.
And Elisa's like, how about we play Most Humbling Moment, All Star?
Oh, that classic game, Elise. Sure.
Yeah. So Elise, bringing in that fun. You know, there's Elise.
I got interested in that. She's to some like, kids. Hey, she's kids. Like, all,
Most Humbling Moment.
Are we there yet? We're gonna play Most Humbling Moment, kids. Sorry. Go on.
She's like, I'll start. So I'm walking past this construction site, and these construction workers start yelling, I love you, you're gorgeous, marry me. And I turn around, and it's not for me. It's for this super tall blonde woman who's just gorgeous.
I was so humbled. Wait, I actually have a second humbling moment. I was at the nursery, and I was looking at the various succulents and botanicals, and everything was just wonderful. And someone said, hey, how much do you cost? And I said, I'm not a prostitute. She said, no, you're a houseplant, right? I'm going to take three of her, put in my living room. I'm not a houseplant. Is anyone listening to me? Anyone? No? Hi, I'm Elise.
I would have preferred the story about firing the nanny who needed medical attention because she couldn't take care of your kids when you had to go on vacation, and then all those people protested in front of your house. That had to be pretty fun. Where's that story?
I have never been as humbled as the moment when I realized that I'm fallible, that it turns out that when I fire a nanny who has a medical issue, it's not a nice thing to do. Well, I was really humbled. Didn't rehire her, though.
So Leah's like, well, my most humbling moment just happened like last night because like I was dating this guy and our clothes were on, but there was like heavy petting. And then the next day I like text him and it's like 3:30 and he still hadn't texted me. So I said, listen, you have an aloof and irreverent view of my time. And if you're a real man, you'd have called me by now. And maybe you like to suck dick.
How is that humbling, by the way? That is not humbling. I think your most humbling moment was when you got thrown into a nunnery. Okay, that's probably your most humbling moment. I hate when people take games and turn it into just an excuse to tell them what's on their mind. It's like, hey guys, let's play I Spy. Let's play I Spy my little eye. Okay, I Spy Peter Chip, who I told, go fuck yourself. You don't pay attention to my time and you might be gay, okay? No, that's not how I Spy works. That's not how most humbling works.
Yeah. And she's like, sorry, but after 7 years of therapy, like, I become a psycho bitch. That's it. That's me.
That's just who I am. Leah's very much that person who's like, this is just who I am. She's kind of like a real world personality, as in the real world on MTV, which is where people are just awful. Like, this is who I am. It's the real world.
It's me. So she mentions that she wants to bring her sister she's like, do the rooms have a lot of space? Because my sister hasn't been out in a long time. She had a baby. You know, I just want to invite her for a good weekend with the girls. And everyone's like, no!
Like, no babies, no babies. Sony goes, no, no babies, no babies. Which I think is kind of amazing.
Was she planning on bringing the baby?
No. But it just, I think it triggered something in all of them.
Yeah, you hear yeah. seven-month-old baby, and you're like, ugh!
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Nobody socks it to us like Amy Soccarellis.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Don't return to sender, it's Lauren Fender.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Wokes, it's Nancy Oaks.
Ashley Schiavone, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
Higher than high-res, it's Lauren Perez.
Ava Nagila Weber.
One day your Rachel's in, and the next day, you're out.
The Bay Area betches. Patches. And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Let's take off with Tamala Plain.
Oops, she did it again. It's Brittany Montano.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
I take the fifth with Dana Smith.
Let's give them a kissa. It's Austin and Marissa. Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Always ready for Nicole Passeretti.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
You're the Wyndham beneath our wings, Joe Wyndham.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
We will, Joanna Rockland you.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchel!
Is a frog's ass watertight? It's Rose and Sadie.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
It's Lourdes, the Lourdes of the Rings.
Yes, we should with Carrie Bridgewood. Nancy Cease and Desisto. Simple as rocket science, it's Dana Easy. Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
Incredible Edible Matthew sisters. And she ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
We love you guys.
So Leo's like, you're so mean. I mean, why are you being such a hater? Or why are you so scared of one person coming on the trip? She's awesome. I actually was with the ladies on this one. I actually do not support this. I think it's actually kind of obnoxious to spring this on the trip. Dynamics are important. And as someone who's been on group trips with people where someone has pulled this maneuver, because there actually is always someone who pulls this maneuver, and everyone's usually, because we're not all like awful people like Ramona, we always like, yeah, no, sure, bring them along. And then the person comes and they actually do mess up the dynamic, because the whole point is that it's a group, like the group trip is supposed to be, this is our group, right? This is who we wanted in our group. Like, we want to hang out with each other on a group trip. I mean, in this case, it's a TV show. But, like, and then you bring someone else in. Not only does it change the dynamic, but now the person that you were trying to hang out with is now sort of splitting time between the group and that person and trying to integrate them and all that stuff. So I was actually on Ramona's side here, in case, for all you, no one who cared about where I'd stand on
yeah,
this.
I mean, I was like, oh, who cares? You know, I'm thinking of it like a casting thing. Like, well, you don't get to just cast whoever you want on the show, but she's already been on the show. And so I figured the producers must have been like, bring her, you know, just invite her. She's fun mm-hmm. or something.
Well, I'm sure there was,
I don't think she would be allowed to just spring it on them. But yeah, I can understand why they were like, no, this is like a cast trip. Okay. Yeah. And I'm, you know, even though Ramona did bring Elise on the show this year. And Elise has said in interviews that she wasn't even cast on the show really. She was she's always been kind of on it in the background. Mm. But this year she was talking, and so they gave her a mic and she just kept talking. They said, come back, you know, this day.
That's so Elise.
And that's kind of how she became. So maybe they're like, oh no, you're not going to get your goddamn sister on this show, lady.
Well, yeah, I mean, when you talk about a TV show and a cast trip, there's other elements that go into it, which is kind of like, well, if you get to bring your sister, like I would have wanted to bring, you know, Shoshana from down the street, you know? So like allies.
With the extra oven, Shoshana with the extra.
That'd be Jody. Jody's with the extra oven. Shoshana's new. Shoshana's a new character in the Crappens universe. But the point is this, I actually bothered me when Leah was like, why are you scared of one person coming on the trip? It's like, it's not about being scared. It's just that, like, people have gone on enough group trips to know that when this happens, it sort of like fucks up the vibe. And it's like, it's not the same. I'm sorry. It's just not.
Yeah. So Ramona's like, look, this, okay, I'm a planner and a control freak, right? Sit. And Lou's like, yeah, look at her with the ruler and her pencil. Which, why did she have a ruler and a pencil? She literally did have a ruler and a pencil.
Well, my life. I've always wondered, is it true? Is paper really 8.5 by 11? I wasn't sure. And so finally I said, that's it, Ramona. You're getting to the bottom of it. So I brought my ruler. And guess what? Paper really is 8.5 by 11. Who knew? Whoa.
So Leah's like, you just need to chill. She's like, you know what? I'm going to think about it. Okay. Set. I'm going to think about it. And then they just got to the driver in the front seat, like, just fucking kill me. And it shows face. He's so miserable. So Ramona tells us, one thing really good at? It's knowing who goes together well with who, okay? Like, who's going to play off the who, okay? Because we've been on a tenuous road, so it wouldn't be good to bring a new energy into the, shall you say, turbulent times.
Yeah. You know, I understand group dynamics, which is why when I go to parties with Dorinda, my first thing that I do is make sure I sit at a totally separate table from her, but I don't tell her till later, so that way she doesn't follow me, okay?
And Leah's like, come on, Mom, you look 30 years old, literally. She's like, that's why you were being nice to me. That is why you were being nice to me. So it starts all like kind of lighthearted fun. Yeah. You know, they turn her down. It's fine. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
And then they get to Newport and they go to the Castle Hill Inn.
Yeah, so they show up and Ramona's like in super I feel like she was trying to sort of road test her, like, I'm Ramona Singer and I'm a lifestyle guru as seen on my IG stories, okay? So when she walks in, she's like, oh my God, that's so sweet. Welcoming drinks. That's fantastic. Welcome to the Ramona Singer Hotel Show. As you see, this hotel has a lobby. Most hotels have lobbies. Some even have drinks and some even have receptionists. Well, that's it. I hope you learned a lot. See you next time on Instagram. Bye.
She's doing her like flirty Ramona thing. The guy's helping her out of the van. She's like, yo, what? I didn't wear the right shoes. I just want to look thinner, okay? Because I've gained some weight. What do you think? Okay? Look at me, mother. And the guy's like, get off the fucking van, please. Like, there's eight other people to get off this van, lady.
He actually pulls a Carl. He goes, they look great, though. They look great, though.
You're pulling it off. You're pulling it off.
Great. Yeah,
it
looks great. Yeah.
Your hair will not quite well. Great,
by the way. Yeah. By the way, I'm surprised Carl is not a valet somewhere. I feel like Carl is such a valet, right? Just look at him.
Yeah, totally.
Can you imagine him being a valet at like a California place where he has to wear like a sort of a light blue polo and khaki shorts? And I can just imagine. Yes. I can just see Carl.
And there's always like a piece of gum missing.
Always. And then like,
when you get back in the car.
And then like,
the radio's on a different station.
Yes, the radio's always on a different station. And then when it's time to like leave, he's like, oh, so you guys have a great stay? All right, great. So you have a Mazda. Okay, be right back. And he just like goes bounding off into the distance. I could just totally imagine Carl as a valet.
I haven't been smoking weed in your car at all. So they go to the restaurant where Dorinda's waiting for them. And Ramona's like, oh, I have 2 dozen oysters, guy. And Dorinda says, yeah, have you even sat down in the vagina, darling?
So Tinsley is obviously feeling anxiety about this ongoing feud with Dorinda. So she does what all Tinsley types do, and I include myself in it. Just try to like hug it out. So she's like, "Hi, Dorinda. Hi. I just want to give a hi. I'm gonna hi. I'm like, wow, she needs validation very badly. And again, I know I speak from experience because I am Tinsley, unfortunately.
And that's just not how to work with Dorinda. You know, like it's a total turnoff for Dorinda. But she's just looking at her like, I'm going to chew you up and spit you out later, you know? So Leah, basically, Luann's like, so. Yeah, they get lobster rolls, and Luann's like, Leah, you're not eating? Leah, please! Leah, not eating!
Leah's having, like, basically a hunger strike about the fact that Sarah has not, like, she can't bring Sarah, so she's like, I'm just not hungry. And they're all getting mad that she's not eating. They all become, like, Ramona becomes, like, very much like a mom. She's like, Leah, okay, don't eat the roll, just eat the lobster. It's so good, just eat the lobster roll. Leah, I mean, come on! She's like furious that Leah won't even touch the lobster. It's like, Mom, no, I'm not going to do it, Mom, no.
Yeah, so she gets up and she walks over to Ramona's side of the table. And she's standing there and she's like, Mom, Ramona, look, please, like my sister, like I really think you'll like her. Like she's really cool. And Ramona's like, okay, you know what? She can come for dinner, okay? She can come for dinner.
Did anyone else have, like, flashbacks of their childhood during this moment? Like, I had flashbacks of every single time I asked for a video game. You know? I was like, Mom, I think that, like, you know, I don't know. I just really feel like Super Mario Brothers 3 would just really, really, like, improve my life a lot. Be like, okay, fine. But learn your Haftorah for your bar mitzvah, and then you'll get Super Mario Brothers 3. That was, like, my childhood.
Yeah, you had to earn it. I was going to say, no, my parents would be like, get a fucking job. All right. I'm outside, like, selling some janky-ass lemonade that doesn't even make sense. I just call it lemonade. It's just, like, water in a Diet Coke can. I'm like, $5. Only $5, please.
I didn't even have a lemonade stand. I took some raisins and put them in a plastic bag and put it on a shelf of something. And then I was like, raisins.
Yeah, I was like the worst kind of hustler as a kid. I was just like selling any random shit from the house, like selling my mom's jewelry and shit on the streets. So Dorinda's like, oh, your sister's coming. And Ramona goes, you know what? I didn't want her to come. You know what? I'm going to take a vote. And Leah's like, you already said yes. She goes, I can rescind, Kai.
Yeah, Leah's like, but you already invited Elise and you're not even talking to her. And we just see Elise at the corner of the bar just sitting there quietly hunched over in like classic Elise form. Like, it is, Elise is funny. Like, a few episodes ago I said, you know what's good about Elise is that usually, like, she's quiet, but once an episode she has a good zinger. I think I'm gonna roll that one back. I'm not sure she really does have the zingers once an episode. I think maybe she used them. she top loaded her season, and now she's just sort of there, which is kind of amusing to me in my own way.
She's you can project whatever you want onto her because she doesn't really say much, you know. Yeah. You could be like, oh my god, she's fabulous and must think this is all hilarious, or you could just be like, she's boring ass, she brings nothing.
Yeah, I think I actually like her a little bit more than Barbara, oddly enough, because at least Barbara kind of was the same way, but Barbara was like kind of trying to be something, and Elise just sort of is there. And I did appreciate her being judgy, because I like a judgy bitch on these shows, so, you know.
Yeah, so Ramona's like, you know what? Lee's sister, I haven't even met or hung out with anyone in the group, okay? Like, at least someone I know for 20 years. This is different.
Yeah, she knows people. She's like, you know, guess what? You know what? Sarah, you know what? She's not coming, okay? You're being rude. She's not coming. Eat your lobster roll. Eat around the roll,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah, because now Sonia is, you know, screaming on her side of the table. She's like, Ramona, the guests can't invite the guests, Ramona. She's like, yeah, you know what? That's true, okay? Don't divert the conversation. She's like, guess what? You know what? She's not coming. She's not coming to sit. I don't want to hear it. Uh-huh. And Dorinda's like, yeah, just sneak her into your room.
Big deal, who cares, you know? So Leah's like, Sonia, you're saying no? You're a hater? And Sonia goes, I'm a hater! She's like cheering. She's so happy. Sisterhood! I'm a hater!
So Leah tries taking her own vote, and Tinsley votes yes, and Sonia votes no, and Ramona goes, no. I say no, okay? Because what I put together, it's like a music thing, okay?
terrible music, okay? So then Luann is like, okay.
Reminds me of Feeling Giovanni, am I right?
And Luann's like, I mean, what do you care? It's a bunch of girls in any case. Look at me just being casual and easygoing, just a fun-loving cabaret star with thousands of fans.
Meanwhile, Dorinda's got two drinks and she's like, yeah.
make a sandwich. So then Ramona finally changes. She's like, you know what? Okay, you know what? Yes, she can come. And you know what? I'm looking forward to meeting her, okay? And this will be the end of it, and I absolutely won't change my mind any more times, okay? Okay.
Listen, can't wait to say hi to Bad Bang Leah, okay?
So now they all go over to their rooms, which are sort of like in cottages and like separate buildings. And at this point, they're all drunk, and they're sort of like, hey, yeah. And Dorinda's like, oh, this is beautiful. Wow, look at that rock. It's like someone placed it right there. Is there landscaping? And look at that rock.
And then Tinsley's just freaking out with her little bellboy guy. She's like, oh, it's pretty, but oh, I brought a pillow because I get weirdly allergic. I hope my pillow is here, but great place.
I don't want to be too bossy, but is my pillow here? Mm.
And then Sonya is on the balcony going, oh, the sea air feels so good, doesn't it, Lou? Oh, I feel horny again, don't you?
Wow, she little sea air and she gets horned up. I like that.
So Leah calls her sister and invites her. She's like, Ramona says your sister must be wonderful because you're wonderful. She can't wait to meet you.
Yeah.
And then we go back over to Sonya and Ramona getting ready. And Sonya's already falling over. And Ramona's like, whoa, you what? How did Leah get me to say her sister could come? That was so weird. She goes, yeah, Ramona, you said okay. You didn't say okay. I said no, Ramona. I said no. She's like, yeah, well, I did say no, but then I felt pressure, okay?
Pressure, okay? Did you notice, by the way, that they zoomed in on Sonya's Morgan Crest slippers? Which is a nice little callback.
And you know she's what? Like,
"Yeah,
no, it's a troop of seven girls. No one gets a plus one. Who is she to get a plus one? We don't get a plus one." So she's egging on Ramona. This is so Sonya to egg on Ramona and then immediately turn the second Ramona gets mad to be like, why is Ramona so mad?
Yeah. And okay. Sonya like doesn't understand why Ramona won't change her mind. She's like, I mean, this is what she does. She always says yes and then rescinds the invitation. I mean, where's the problem?
Yeah.
So they have to plan.
You better have my back, okay?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to tell them tonight.
Yeah, exactly. Because they hatch a plan that Ramona's going to disinvite Sarah, but Sonya has to have her back and everything. And she goes, you know what? I know I said yes, but I'm just realizing now that the dynamic will not be good, okay? Because you know what? If we're going to be seven wasted, drunk girls, if we add another girl to it, it's going to be totally different, okay? I mean, eight drunk girls compared to seven drunk girls, it's going to be totally wrong.
Okay, so now we go Leah and Tinsley, okay? Oh, my gosh. So Leah comes over to Tinsley's room. She's like, I don't know why I'm out of breath. And she's just obviously cracked out of her mind. Like, I don't know what the hell happened to her, what she brought along with her on this trip. But she's cracked out of her mind. She's not just, like, a couple of drinks in. She's, like, cracked out.
Yeah, well, she was just, like, dancing in her room 5 minutes ago. So, like, she's like, aah! You know, she's, like, dancing around. And she's, like, burping. And Tinsley's like, in Newport, we don't burp. That was a joke. I'm not acting like that, but seriously, in Newport, we don't burp. Mom!
And then Leah's talking to Elise and Tinsley basically about the guy. Like, I miss Pete and Chip because we were, like, friends, you know? And, like, now we're not friends. And that's, like, when I miss the most, girls. Oh,
God. Why is she hung up on this awful guy? He sent, like, her a nude pic to his friends, and then he's being aloof, and she's getting hung up over him. I mean, this is not... Leah, please.
She's cuckoo with him, man. You read all those texts from the SNL guy, right? Michael Che?
I don't remember. I actually did not read those texts, but I know that there was
cuckoo.
An issue.
She was texting back and forth with him, like coming on to him on Tinder, and he's being just kind of like a Tinder guy, like noncommittal and this and that. She's like, oh, you don't like white chicks. I get it.
She real starts, smooth,
like,
Leah.
Getting like weird and desperate and gross. And then she went on some podcast and told like all these lies about his responses to her. And so he posted the text publicly to show that she had just gone on and totally lied. I mean, she's a cuckoo bird.
Cuckoo. Yeah. So anyway, they go over to Dorinda's room to be like, because they're all gonna be in a car together. So they're like, Dorinda, and they're like, wow, I was taking my afternoon nap. It looks like Leah got out a little early. Time for me to catch up. Did you guys see that rock over there? It's like someone put it there. It's crazy.
Dorinda loves it, by the way. She loves having it. A total mess. She just loves it. So Ramona's clamping, okay? Yeah.
So the first car arrives, and it's Luann and Sonya and Ramona. And they show up at the restaurant. I don't know if it was attached to the inn or not, but it was outside. And there was, like, a table, and it was, like, lovely. There was, like, sort of draperies over it. So it's, like, a nice, very nice setup. And Luann's like, oh, it looks like we're getting married. And Sonya goes, again. Which I don't know why that amused me, just, like... Because I feel like they all have, like, 15 marriages under them at this point.
And Ramona's like, it's a marriage of friendships, okay? Celebration of marriage and friends, okay? You know what? This is why I don't want Leah's sister coming. Sit.
Yeah.
So then the other girls are piling into the car. And Leah's like, everyone better be nice to me. Because this is like a no-judgment zone today. It's like a no-judgment zone.
This is a party zone. It's a party zone. I'm like, girl, you're in Newport Beach. This is like the judgiest of judgy zones that there could be. I'm sorry, Newport, not Newport Beach.
Yeah. So Ramona, back with Ramona.
Quite often in my life.
Ramona's got like a grocery store bag, and she's like, I got everyone a present, okay? Because we're like princesses that deserve all the stars in the sky, okay? And Luann sees the crowns that she bought. She's like, oh, reminds me of feeling Giovanni. Hell with Countess, now I'm queen.
Am I right? I mean, we all know those lyrics, right? By heart. I mean, we can't stop singing. Wow. It's just really, really such an honor to be an influencer. So Sonya just goes, okay, that's enough, Giovanni, for tonight. That's enough. That's enough. I'm a hater.
Oh, and so Ramona's still like, I do not want her sister to come, okay? And the one's like, well, you know, in the moment, I was like, okay, why not bring your sister? But then, after I had time to think about it and reflect on it,
I was like, I'm not sure that's an appropriate thing to do. I mean, it's like the lyrics of, I don't know, Feeling Giovanni. If you're bringing your sister, ask beforehand. Otherwise, just bring a man. Am I right, ladies? Feeling Giovanni. You ever hear that song? It's a great song. Great song.
I mean, it was rude, Ramona. Ramona's like, you know what? I'm going to say I'd love to meet Bad Bangs Leah at a different time, okay? Maybe when her bangs have grown out. She's, like, able to go to Fantastic Sam's. Get them cut in a straight line, okay? Set.
You know what? I'm going to host Cocktails and Conversation, not to be confused with Lisa Wu Hartwell's Drinks and Dialogue, okay? Cocktails and Conversation. I'll do that, and then she'll be invited, and we'll get to meet her there and tear her apart and traumatize her for the rest of her life. It'll be great, okay?
So the other girls arrive, and Tinsley's like, oh my god, it looks like a wedding! Luann goes, well, I hear Tinsley screeching.
Oh, is that the sound of a screeching voice I hear in the wind? Tinsley must be nearby. Quick, hide that pillow.
Who's killing 20 babies at the same time over there, ripping them limb from limb? Oh, Tinsley got out of a car. I guess she'll be here in a minute.
Are you guys done rubbing that pillow up against the cat's ass? Okay, good. We can give it back to Tinsley now.
So they're all sitting in these Adirondack chairs, and Tinsley comes up. She goes, oh, wait. Can I have a chair?
No, she asked for a tiara. At first I thought she asked for a chair, but then I think she asked for a tiara.
Oh.
Either way, she was left out of something. Whether it was a chair or a tiara, she was like, wait, but I want to.
So Leah's like, what's in this drink, Ramona? It tastes like water. And Dorinda's like, yeah, it does. Of course, Dorinda and Leah both. And so Ramona's like, you know what? You take a big glass, you put about a shot of vodka, then you muddle some mint, then you put a lot of ice, then you put 19 blunts around the edge. It's called the Ramona H, guy. It's like the Ramona, Ramona's drink that she thinks she invented.
Yeah, exactly. And Leo's like, that's great. I want two more shots in this. And they're like, no, just that's too much. You can't do that, okay? Eat around the roll. Okay, eat around the roll. Just eat the lobster, okay? And Dorinda's like, well, at least add one shot. I mean, this is crazy. And then Dorinda, of all people, has the nerve to say, you know what, like, you know, all of a sudden she's mothering Leah. I mean, what's going on with that? Just let it be. I'm like, you're the one who's been mothering Tinsley all season long.
Yes, and Ramona pulls out one of my favorite Ramona physical moves. Like, when she's not understanding something, she's like face-to-face with Leah, and Leah's like, no, this needs more alcohol. And Ramona does that thing where she looks like she's looking over the ocean to see, like, if there are boats out there. She puts her hand...
She
puts her hand over her eyes, and she starts looking, but she's looking right at her. She's like, what? What?
Yeah, she does it. It's nighttime. There's no glare. Not even from the... I don't think the glare came from the production lights. Although she obviously does have an issue with bright lights, as we saw from her experience in Dorinda's house. Yeah. What? What are you saying? Need another shot?
I love when she does that.
That is so true. My God.
So Ramona's like, okay, you know what? She's getting shots. Fine. I mean, whatever. You're a recovering alcoholic. And they're like, what? How dare you say that? How dare you, Ramona?
It doesn't mean she was an alcoholic. She just chose not to drink. And she's like, well, and now she wants to have a double shot? I'm like, well, you can't say someone's an alcoholic. I said recovering.
Yeah, just, hello? Body's not used to alcohol anymore. And Dorinda's like, listen, we're in the same place, Ramona. Jeez, God, Ramona's so judgmental.
I know. It says, that's Dorinda's thing this weekend, is accusing people of being judgmental.
Yes.
So she's like, so Ramona, her feeling is that like Leah is out of practice with drinking, and she didn't even eat anything today, and now she's taking shot after shot, and she's consuming too quickly. So
no one's saying is she's obviously wasted off her ass already. Like, she's already a manic mess, and yeah. Everyone's like, no, you can't say that. You can't say it. It's like, you guys, you deserve whatever is coming your way, the rest of you.
So Leah's like, oh my God, Ramona, what are you saying behind my back while I'm over here getting a shot? And she's like, you know what? Lower your voice. We're in Newport, okay? She's like, I'm not going to curse at all, but I'm going to show you that I can express myself, okay? And then Tinsy's like, well, you know, the point is that she's not an alcoholic, like you said, and she poured more alcohol. All she did was pour more alcohol in her drink, and I can't find my pillow, and I don't have a tiara, and I can't find a chair.
Ramona's like, listen, you said you didn't drink for 7 years. She goes, actually 9. She goes, fine, 6. So you said you didn't drink. Then you get 2 shots of vodka. And I go, wait, okay? So I'm like your mother, okay? Sit. She goes, fine, you're my elder, Ramona. And like, I'm being respectful. Fine, I'm not going to yell at you because I respect my elders. You're super old, but I'm good. How about that? I'm good.
Yeah. And basically Leah says that she's, like, normally she would have blown up at Ramona, but she's trying to stay in Ramona's good graces because she still wants her sister to be able to come. So, I mean, this is the unfortunate thing for Ramona is that she has stepped into this mother role for Leah. And unfortunately, Leah has a terrible relationship with her mother and does things to piss her mother off. So
yeah, it's not going to work out well for Ramona. That's not the role you want to be in. Yeah.
No.
Also, I don't think she's really mothered her. I mean, she said call your mother instead of text her, but otherwise.
I don't think she's like mothered her, but I do see her being motherly to her. Like, I do feel like she's talking to her not like a child in a pejorative way, but like she's talking to her as if it's her child, as if she has some authority, like not necessarily that they're equals, which I think is hilarious to watch personally.
Yeah. So she's like, you know what? Let's go talk, okay? Come on, okay? Come on, Sonia. So she takes Sonia to the side and she's like, how do I do this? Should I do it now from the table in front of everybody? I don't want to do that. And Sonia's like, no, just do it after dinner. And she goes, yeah, but then Dorinda's going to be like, meaning Dorinda's going to have a couple of drinks in her and will be up her ass. You know?
And then meanwhile, it just cuts to this amazing shot of Luann trying to put on a lobster bib. This is a woman who is like, she lives in Sag Harbor. I mean, how has she never put on a lobster bib before? Because, you know, lobster bibs, where they come, is the straps are usually kind of like stuck to the sides. You have to sort of pull them away, sort of perforate it, and then you tie the straps behind your neck, and that's how it hangs off your neck, okay? But Luann sees the straps, and she sort of thinks that they're sleeves, so she sort of like glides her hands through these holes that are not even supposed to be holes, and she puts it on like a smock. Just like watching her trying to deal with truly the simplest piece of plastic and not having any clue is like, it was like, that has to, like, that ha- that was like one of my favorite visuals of the entire season over the past few years, maybe even.
So Leah is still at the table and Ramona and Sonia come back and Leah's like, you're a hater and you're mean, like she's wasted. And Sonia's like, no, we're not, we're dumb and dumber, okay? Do not touch my Shimshaw bag.
Is that what she said, Shimshaw?
Something like that. I think it was a brand or something like that. But basically, you know,
there's Leah a lot of purses I don't understand this year, okay, guys? I admit it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah, you got a lot of heat because you made fun of Sonia's bag that had, like, an H on it or something. And then we got, like, a million tweets being like, actually, that's an up-and-coming brand. So Tinsley's just like, just sit and eat your soup. She's like, Tinsley, don't tell me what to do. So she's like a monster, and she's now like Leah's sitting on Sonia's lap, like, and Luann is like attempting to give this toast while Leah's just like flopping around. She's like, Ramona, you've outdone yourself. And in the famous words of Phil and Giovanni, when you go to Newport and you're looking for a meal, sometimes you just gotta do what you feel. Am I right, ladies? Am I right? Anyone paying attention to me right now? No.
And Leah's on Sonia's lap, and Sonia's like grabbing her boobs and stuff. And Ramona's like, what is Sonia doing? Like, I thought she was going to have my back, but she's rollicking around, guy. She's encouraging this girl. Now she's encouraging her. And she goes, you know what? Go sit back in your seat, could you? Okay, because you're making me very uncomfortable. And Leah's like, you're very rude. I'm not making you uncomfortable. Are you serious?
kidding me?
Yeah. And then Tinsley's also like telling Leah to calm down, and she's like, Tinsley, am I gonna get thrown out of Rhode Island? Really? Thrown out of Rhode Island, not even an island.
Oh, I'm sorry, everyone. Am I making you uncomfortable? Okay, I'll go over there and make everyone not comfortable, comfortable, comfortable.
And then Dorinda's trying to make a toast. She's like, all right,
I'm
just going to sit back down again. That's literally what she says. She's like, all right.
So she's like, sorry, all right, you know what? Listen here, Sonia. I mean, Ramona. And Luann's like, well, at least get their names right.
The one thing that I can take solace in is that we have these beautiful flowers that won't be destroyed at all. Anyway, continue on, ladies.
And then Luann goes, well, I mean, Leah has been sober longer than I have. Like, 4 days?
I know.
What are you talking about? Like, she can't drink as much as she used to.
So Dorinda and Ramona, everyone's drunk. And so Dorinda and Ramona are, like, kissing each other on the lips. Like, you know what? We are friends after all, okay? They're going like this. And then Tinsley goes, I'm just going to do something because I feel it. And then I want to do it. And I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. And so she stands up. And she walks over to Dorinda and sort of sits on her lap. And she's like, oh, okay, Dorinda? But while she's doing this, trying to be like, let's just be friends, then Leah and Sonia start going bonkers. And this whole scene takes place where, like, Tinsley and Dorinda are having a personal moment while Leah and Sonia are literally, like, running in circles around this table. And the fact that the editors kept going, cutting back and forth between the two was, like, I mean, it was amazing.
So Leah is humping the table, right? And she's like, I just want to be friends. It's like, yeah. It's like, I know you're going through a hard time. I get it. Yeah, fucking this table. Then Ramona, because it's not enough already, Ramona's like, you know what? Let's tell her now. Let's tell her right now.
I know.
And, you know, I was talking to a life coach about it, Tinsley, and it bothers my heart. You know, my delivery is dreadful. And if anything, I think it's that you have so much to give. And it's like, I'm tough. And so I think it's just I just want you to be the best kindergartner that you could be, okay? That's
and you
all.
Leah kicking her legs while Sonia's dragging her on the lawn behind her.
Like, Leah's being dragged on the lawn. She goes, just, Sonia, if you drag me onto the Morgan yacht, I will kill you. I'm not going on the Morgan yacht. I want to go on a big yacht. Not the
and
Morgan
then she's
yacht.
Like, then she's like fucking she's humping the grass. And Dorinda's like, you know what? I am a delivery sack. Maybe I can work on that a little bit. She's like, yeah, grass, yeah.
I don't want to go on that yacht. It's a shit yacht.
So Ramona's like, stand up, okay? Because I want to tell you something. Leah, I would like to meet your sister. Another time. She's like, oh, hell no, bitch.
And Luann, meanwhile, is like, the soup is getting cold. Hello, the soup is getting cold, everyone. Like so much is happening. So, and then it cuts to Dorinda, and she's like, you know, I'm a very engaged person. I eat what I think. I think what I live. I live where I eat. I eat a car. I drive my food. I put food on my head. I go to my chiropractor for food. I eat what I think. I don't know. It just all goes around in a circle sometimes.
I eat what I think. That's it. I love to eat what I think. You know, I only eat blue cheese stuffed olives.
Have you ever put up a gate and then no one said thanks for putting up that gate, and suddenly go and eat a blue cheese stuffed olive, and then you think to yourself, hey, I like icebergs. You know, you ever had those days?
So then back at the table, Ramona's like, listen, I want to have a cocktail conversation. And Leah's like, no! And she slams the table.
And Sonny goes, cocktails
are already on the way!
And Sonny goes, but cocktails and conversations. Like, she's saying stuff.
And Ramona's like, she's not on her way. Hey, it's tomorrow. She goes, yes, she is! And then Leah takes a martini and takes the whole thing down and then just throws the glass.
Yeah, and yeah. Well, she throws the glass, but meanwhile, Sonia picks up a vase with a plant, like the centerpiece vase, and presents it to Leah. That's what gets, it's like this weird thing where she presents it like, here, take this. I'm like, why is Sonia giving, like, raising a vase up like a toast?
To give her something to throw. Fucking Sonia, egging everybody on.
And then it cuts back to Dorinda, and she was, well, Tinsley, she's like,
Tinsley's still trying to get a hug.
Yeah.
So funny. She's like, will you just hug me? I just want this chick to hug me. And Dorinda's like, And so Tinsley's hugging her, but Dorinda's not hugging her back. She's just like,
She's like, I feel like it's Groundhog's Day with Tinsley. I mean, I just don't have the energy. I just want to sit back and watch Leah destroy the place.
Cut to Leah.
You lied! How could you lie about my sister?
And she's like digging her hands into like the centerpieces now, like into all the flowers.
She's going to throw the flowers, and Luann's like, leave the flowers alone. Don't touch the flowers.
Not the flowers. I mean, can you believe it, girl? She went into the flowers. The flowers. What did the flowers ever do to her? She's not being cool. She's being uncool. Or, as I sing in my seminal hit, Feeling Giovanni, when you're feeling upset and you want to take out your anger, don't touch the flowers. Go for a hanger. Am I right, girls? Am I right?
So Tinsley comes up right behind Ramona and like flips her hair, and Luann's like, you're a little bit out of control, flower toucher. And Ramona's like, look, I didn't respect this reaction, okay? No one's getting murdered. It's like, no one's getting head chopped off, okay? And Leah's like, Ramona, I want to talk to you. She's like, no, I'm not going to talk, but I'm not going to get upset, Ramona. You're a little out of control, okay? And no one else is ever out of control in this group. I mean, Leah's a fucking nightmare. Yeah. I would have been terrified sitting there with Leah.
Yeah, I'm like, listen, Leah, like, you are, like, a wasted mess. Everyone has been wasted before, but the key is that everyone's, like, if you're the only one who's at that level and no one else is there, then you are the problem at this moment. Sorry. Like,
and it's feel like they're usually more fun. Even Dorinda at her most vile is a little bit fun. At least she says funny things.
I mean, I thought Leah was being hilarious, for sure. But I know that if I were sitting there, I'd be like, okay. Because it's one thing if everyone's sloppy all together, then you're all just, like, a big mess. But if everyone's just trying to enjoy dinner and then one person's sloppy, it's kind of like... Girl, this is like,
yeah, but
not
she's like throwing
look.
Glasses and shit.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's just, it's like, it's not a good look. And then Leah's like, no one's been out of control in this fucking group before. Are you fucking kidding me? And then Luann, you just see Luann trying to act like everything's normal. She's making small talk with Sonya. She goes, I'm having my lobster deshelled. I can't deal with shells right now. It's just like,
you see Leah going, let go of me. And then she runs over to the curtains like she's going to rip them down. And then yes. Sonya goes, she may have a split personality. I've seen it on TV.
Put the chairs down, Leah. Put the chair down now. We can put the chairs down and stay away from the flowers. God damn it.
And then you think Dorinda's about to say, God, she's worse than me, you know? But Dorinda goes, yeah, you used to say about me that I'm the gangster with the blonde hair and the blue eyes. This girl's another level.
Yeah.
My kind of girl.
I mean, there's so much madness happening that they can't even cover it all. Like, there's one shot where Sonya just has a napkin on her head, and they don't even explain it. She just has a napkin, and then, like, a moment later, it's gone. But I'm like, why does Sonya have a napkin on her head? She looked like a little pilgrim.
So Ramona takes... Leah's pretending to sob now. It's like,
I was ready to tell my sister she could come, and now you're saying she can't come.
And Ramona goes, you know what? I need you to pretend that you're in yoga right now, okay? Breathe, ooh, breathe, ooh. And Leah does, and she kind of calms down. And then it cuts to Luann at the table, and she goes, Ramona makes people crazy.
Luann was like cutting everyone down this episode the entire hour, and was hilarious. I mean, like, every single thing. She is such an underminer, and like, in the funniest way. And she just, every time she does it, she just laughs. Like, I'm not surprised that Leah's acting this way. Ramona makes people crazy. Is my lobster done being deshelled? I'm a little hungry here. Cabaret star needs her food.
So Elise chimes in. She's like, well, she was in a tough spot. Did you ever capitulate to something you didn't want to do, and then it just gnaws away at you? Nanny Rays, for example.
You mean, and, like, agreeing to have you on this show, Elise? Yes.
So Sonya's like, Tinsley, what's going on with your friend? You should go take care of your friend. I'm like, Sonya, this is half your fault, at least. And Tinsley says, she can handle herself. And Luann goes, well, she can't handle herself, quite clearly. She's on the floor. She ruined the flowers. She's been hanging onto the drapes. I mean, even my lobster had to get deshelled.
My poor lobster. I mean... You know, it's horrifying enough. I mean, I think she just needs a little help from her friends. Kind of reminds me of a song I like to sing in my show. I get by with little help in my line. What's the line? Line. 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 Friends.
So Dorinda's like, oh, come on, she's just not used to drinking. And Lorraine goes, well, neither am I, but have you seen me behave that way ever?
literally falling over drunk.
Yeah, and in her defense, that was, like, more fun. This is psycho, you know? But Luann did get arrested for punching a cop after fucking some stranger in a room that wasn't hers.
And she did tell the cop, I'm going to kill you all!
Yeah, so I don't know, which would be hilarious
if it weren't set against the backdrop of terrible things happening with the cops right now as we speak.
Yeah,
so,
my God.
Oh, whatever, Luann's thing is still hilarious. I can't help it. So Ramona's like, she's like, you know what? I'm really kind of weird with the people that I hang out with, okay? I'm not feeling comfortable with your sister coming. I don't want to hear, okay? So she's almost trying to, like, now frame it as, like, this is a personal anxiety thing for her. It's like a comfort zone that she has to be in, etc. And so Leah's like, well, if my sister's not allowed here, I'm not staying, which is such, like, a baby thing to say, right? Like, having a little tantrum, you know? It's like, I'm going to run away, you know?
Yeah, your sister is not hired for this job, lady. Like, get over it. And so she's, like, pretending to sob, and the blondes are all hugging her, basically. And Sonia's like, well, I agreed with Ramona, but it's making me upset to see her upset. I mean, just let her bring her sister. As if Sonia did not ringlead this whole thing, you know?
Yeah.
So Ramona comes over, and she goes, you know what? I went to the bathroom, but then I came back because I thought about it in the bathroom. Your sister can come, okay? You know what? It taught me I need to get out of my box and do other things. She's in a box and set.
You know what? I learned that, you know what? My old way of life, I have to get rid of it because all it did was give me an amazing apartment on the Upper East Side and all this money and luxury and fame, and that's just not a way to live. So you know what? I'm going to try to live like you, and maybe I'll get thrown into a nunnery too, okay?
It's like, that, you know what? Stop crying. There's nothing to cry about, baby. And she's like, ugh.
And Luann goes, don't cry. These bitches aren't worth crying for.
So the next morning, Dorinda is at the beach like, hey, it's beautiful. Hi, Rock. Who placed you? Who placed you, Rocky? And she calls Leah, and she's like, how's it going? And Leah's like, I'm alive. She's like, well, where are you? She's like, I'm right behind you. All right, I'm just going to come down there. And then Dorinda tells us, you know, I know exactly how she felt when she woke up. She had guilt. She had fear. She had all those fears of what it liked to when I was drinking. But you know what? The castle's still standing. Let's go back out there. Like, Dorinda's always so close to a revelation and then just skips right over.
Yeah, exactly. So, and Leah somehow has felt like last night was actually great. She's like, you know what? I woke up this morning and I was just like, I feel like I released a lot of energy. I mean, I don't remember what happened, but whatever did happen, it felt therapeutic. So, I mean, hey, there are no tiki torches. I'm a happy woman.
Ugh. I would never hang out with this person again. I hate when people the next day are like, I don't remember a thing. Yeah, that's a fucking problem. You're not invited. Go. Yeah, get out.
I agree. I don't like sloppy drunks. Like, I cannot stand it. Unless I'm sloppy too. But I cannot stand.
No, we've all been sloppy drunks.
Yeah. Cannot deal.
Oh, look, I can't throw stones about being a sloppy drunk. Like, Lord knows, I party. It's just that this is...
But you know what? I never throw shit around.
Over the top.
Yeah, I don't throw shit around. I don't throw glasses on. I don't throw tiki torches. I don't just like. I'm just not obnoxious like that. You can be you can get wasted and like get wasted and like be nice and hug people and be like Sonia, you know, most of the time. Like you sing songs or whatever, but like don't you have what you feel like are the deepest conversations you've ever had. But they're not, you know, but you're drunk, so you think that they are. But don't be, like, throwing shit around, especially, like, I have a theory that if you're over 22, I used to be 25, but I've now lowered it to 22. If you're over 22 and you're getting sloppy like this when you get drunk, like, you just need to stop because, not that you need to stop, but I'm not going to deal with you because you should know how to drink by now.
Yeah, it's too much. Sorry. Amateur. Sorry.
Yeah.
So Elise, basically they all start gathering to go up, and Ramona and Sonia are taking forever to get ready. And she's like, we're the only ones that can drink up a storm and wake up fresh like a daisy, guy.
Yeah.
So Elise comes over, and Elise is always kind of judging. You know, she's like, well, I didn't drink, so I woke up at a normal hour. And Ramona's like, you know, I know that I remember that Leah was a little bit out of control. She's like, a little bit? Like, I think she was wrong to invite her sister on this trip. However, once you said yes, should have just stayed there. Ramona's like, oh.
You know what? I like Leah. I really do. But Leah is like a mirror, and she has two sides, okay? She has a crazy side and a regular side. We don't need the crazy side. Save it for your other young friends, okay? And Sonia's like, well, what do you think your sister's going to be like? And Lisa goes, well, she's gorgeous. I'm like, oh, yeah, well, but so is Leah. I like that Lisa's like, well, she's gorgeous, so she has to be – she's going to be great,
yeah, she
right?
must be nice, yeah. And Sonia's like, yeah, I know, but so is fucking Leah, and look at her.
Yeah. So now the girls are ready to go into town and everything, and Elise goes up to Leah, and she's like, so – you hung over? And Leah's like, actually, I'm not. Does Leah say, is that weird? Or does Elise say that's weird? Either way,
Leah says it. She's like, isn't that weird? And she goes, well, I mean, you were pretty, I mean, you got from 0 to 100 real fast.
I mean, you wonder why the guys think you're a crazy chick. Am I right? Judge Elise, here at your service.
Yeah, and Leah's very like, well, that's just me. I mean, that's just me, which, as we said already, hate that answer.
Annoying thing. I actually think that, like, yes, Elise was being judgy, but I appreciated that she was being judgy to Leah's face, you know, because the biggest thing we see on these shows is like, you're being judgy about me. You're being judged about me, because usually someone says shit like this behind someone's back, and then someone goes and says, oh, so-and-so said this, you know, like Lindsay on Summer House. It's like, why are you judging me? And here Elise is saying, like, well, you wonder why people think you're crazy. And I feel like Elise, actually, she's being judgy, but she's not necessarily wrong.
Unfortunately, she's also being very boring while she's being judged.
Well, that's a huge, that's not right. Yes.
Not forgiven. So Dorinda, of course, is furious because someone's getting called out on their blatant alcoholism. So she's like, oh, look, I guess the doctor's here. Exactly. I guess it's the doctor.
Yeah. She's like, none of us should be judged by one night. Or in the case of me, none of us should be judged by about 435 nights. That's just, that's not a big enough sample size, okay?
So Ramona's like, do you even remember that night, Leah? And Elise goes, well, she says she's proud of it. So.
look, it's a psychiatrist.
It's a psychiatrist, right? Sigmund Freud. And Leah's like, I don't want to be like that all the time, but I saw these women, the way these women were at the Orchard and at the Hamptons, and I thought I could chug 10 martinis and lose my mind. You can. You're totally allowed to. But pace yourself. Like, feel the room. Like you know, you're going too far, too fast.
Yeah, so in the van, it's the two split vans. It's Elise and Sonia and Ramona and then the other girls. And so I keep wanting to call her Tinsley. So Leah's like, that girl needs to shut the fuck up. And Dorinda's like, yeah, I don't know that she's the one to give relationship advice to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, talking about
Leah does not. Leah is not happy with what Elise was saying and everything. And meanwhile, Ramona's like, you know what? I don't like that Dorinda was defending Leah, okay? And Elise is like, yeah, I mean, she will call it behavior she doesn't like, but if anyone calls her out, she's like, don't you judge, which is really true, right? I mean, like Dorinda has spent the entire season judging Tinsley like crazy.
Yeah, even I like episode. That she did her in person. She's like, you're a materialistic, superficial slut, Tinsley. Ramona, don't judge Tinsley. Say you're sorry.
She really did. Although I was like, you know, I feel like this is going to turn into a thing where Ramona is going to tell Dorinda that Elise was making fun of her like that, and then it's going to become a fight between the two of them. Or maybe that's more of a Beverly Hills style fight. I'm not sure. Yeah.
Well, if it goes on 30 episodes, it's Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
So they go to a store, and Leah comes up behind, Elise comes up behind Leah.
Yeah.
And Leah's like, God, it's cold. The AC is blasting. And so Elise starts rubbing her arms and stuff and hugging her from behind. And Leah's like, thanks, but you were a little harsh back there, Elise. Like, yeah.
Elise is like, you know what? I'm your biggest boring fan when you do normal, but when you do crazy, I'm just a little taken aback, you know?
But that's me. That's just me.
That's just me. And she's like, I'm learning that, which is so cold. And that, so Elise is like, so... What if you wound up with, if that's just you, what would happen if you wound up with the mini-me with your daughter? And Leah's like, oh, she would never be like that. Which is also I don't know. So Elise is like, well, what message are you sending her by acting like this? You're not going to ground if she acts like this? What message are you sending?
And she's like, oh, yeah, I'd say great job. I mean, what the fuck? You fucking guys. And Leah just leaves, which it is none of Elise's damn business. You
none
know?
Of her business.
So Leah storms out of there.
Was none of her business.
Ramona goes, "Don't swear, okay?" She goes, "I'll fucking swear if I want to, Ramona."
And she's like, "Fuck, fuck, 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 fuck." And it cuts to the store clerk, who is the exact midpoint between Sonia and Ramona. In fact, I actually thought it was Ramona at first. I was like, "Wow, Ramona seems really taken aback." I was like, "Oh, that's not a cast member."
So Leah's like, yeah, I haven't had enough interactions with Elise for her to be in my shit like that.
Which is probably true, too.
Yeah.
You know.
So Leah's, you know, throwing another hissy fit. Like, I'm going to leave this trip. I am leaving. I'm leaving. I'm like, okay. Please, my relax, God, get girl. Out. I love when the biggest pain in the ass on the whole trip is like, I'm leaving. Do I need to drive you to the fucking airport? Or do you have that Uber app? Get out.
I love when people complain about being mothered and then they act like a total child, right? I mean, that's how dynamics work, right? You can't help but you fall into it. But she is acting like a total child. So the women all decide to get Bloody Marys because it's probably about 9 a.m. And they're all there at this bar. And Leah's like, don't talk about my daughter. Don't talk about my daughter. And Elise's like, okay, that's fair. That's fair. I'll just judge her from afar. I'll stand over here and I'm going to judge you from over here and be boring. Okay, the bartender just fell asleep. Does anyone know why the bartender fell asleep? Is it because I'm right close to him? Okay, all right.
Why are you in a business so much, Elise? I mean, all of a sudden you're this great psychologist? I mean, you know, it's like you're prowling around waiting for someone to make a mistake. I don't want to be around the police, right? I don't want to be around the police.
And Sonia's like, can we just break Bloody Marys together?
I think Dorinda has a real thing against psychology. I mean, her therapist is a chiropractor, you know? Like, she is really, like, not into it.
Yeah. So she's like, let's close to being non-judgmental. And Tinsy's like, no judgment zone. It's like, this ain't crunch, bitch. Okay, stop throwing glasses at people.
This is the most judgmental zone of all time. You're on camera being presented to the world for vultures like the two of us to come pick you apart. This is the epitome of a judgment zone.
So Ramona's like, well, you know what? It's no judgment as long as everyone behaves, because I don't want to be embarrassed in Newport, okay?
And Luann goes, well, she's not afraid to be embarrassed anywhere else in the world.
And Dorinda goes, yeah, well, about the other 51 states?
50 nifty United States and 13 original colonies, okay?
I'm pulling up this story to read you in a second.
Okay.
So Dorinda's like, you know, Ramona just decided to be very harsh on Leah. You know, the girl's so young. We should be guiding her, not chastising her. Which, again, is like, hypocrite.
Hypocrite. So
then Ramona starts talking to the group, but then turns her back to Tinsley and Leah, so they're cut out of the circle, which is just so fucking Ramona. It's so gross.
Yeah, and Tinsley's like trying to be like, can we open it up a little bit? And so Dorinda's like, Ramona, be inclusive. Be inclusive. She's like, you know what? She didn't apologize about last night, even after I fakely admitted that I had control issues, which was a lie, just to make her feel better. So I don't know why that we're having these issues, but she didn't apologize about last night, and I'm sorry. I don't like her apology. She was actually horrible, okay? She's actually horrible. And she's saying this stuff, and Leah's like right there, and she's like, what the fuck is happening right now?
Yeah, and Sonia goes, she thinks she should apologize. And she's like, okay, well, I'm sorry. You know, look. And Sonia goes, well, come back here. Come around Ramona so that you can see her face while you're telling her that. Because Ramona's just still cutting her out. So she does. She comes around and she's like, listen, Ramona, I'm the first to apologize. But, like, I mean, come on. I was having a good time, but I guess I'm sorry. Which is, like, the worst apology ever.
You know what? You actually think that's acceptable behavior? At this point now, Ramona is doing like the evil angry squint, you know, where her eyes just become two slits. And she's like, you actually think that's acceptable behavior? I actually blocked it out. Like, you say blackout, I say blockout, okay? Because when you're block out tonight, I blocked out your behavior because it was so atrocious. I don't even want to remember it. It was because it was very upsetting to me. All I remember is that Luann got her lobster out of the shell, okay? That's all I remember. I'm sorry. It's day class A.
Oh, she blacked it out, huh? Oh, right, Ramona.
Yeah, so at this point, now Luann is snickering behind Ramona's back. She's like whispering like, oh, yeah, no, she blacked it out. She blacked out. She was a drunk whore.
Yeah, she's just drunk. And now she's making this poor girl feel bad. And Leah goes, oh, and Leah starts crying. She's like, oh, my God, I think my behavior, like, triggered Ramona's traumatic memories from childhood. And I'm so sorry for that. Ramona's like, yeah.
So yeah, they hug.
Trick.
But by the way, right before that, Leah tells us, she goes, you know, going into Newport, I was angry at me, which is why I drank martinis like apple juice. And instead of people being supportive of me, I've just been jerked around about whether my sister can come or not come. It just feels like everything I do is wrong. Leah, okay, you may have been angry at yourself, which is a really good, it's really good, like, to be self-aware about that. But, like, just because you're angry at yourself, you were acting like a buffoon. You were acting like an idiot. Hilarious for me to watch, but still, like, a monster. And they don't have to be supportive of you because you're tearing at the drapes like a rabid cat or sticking your hand in the flowers, in the flowers. What is this bullshit? They have to be supportive of you in this moment? Relax. How about you're, like, a grown adult and, like, you should know how to drink by now, okay? Be supportive of your own judgment.
Yeah. Although Ramona being like, your sister can come. No, she can't come. I'm with her on that. That's
yeah, no, that is being toyed around. But honestly, like, that should not have fucked with Leah so much. Like, she should have been like, you know what, Ramona, this is really annoying because you're going back on your words. It should not have been like she's crying because, you know what, the sister wasn't supposed to be there in the first place.
By that point, you know. Yeah. So Dorinda's like, yeah, she's young. Give her a break. And Luann's still going, oh, but she can't remember because she blacked it out. Oh, really?
Now she's trying to make this poor girl feel bad because Ramona blacked out. She didn't block it out. She blacked out.
Yeah, and then she goes up to Ramona and she's like, oh, blacking it out because you're traumatized. Give me a break, Ramona. You drunk. And Leah's like, you're making me feel terrible, Ramona. And Ramona's like, you know what? That's not true, okay? You know what, Luann? You don't know how I feel when that happens, okay? And she's like, oh, come on. I remember everything from last night. You don't remember anything? Like, no, I blocked out. Blocked you know out. Set.
Dorinda, Luann grew up in very loving homes, okay? I grew up in a war zone, okay? My brother was a raging alcoholic. My father, he had a friend named Geraldine Parsons Smith, and all she would do was tell me I was a terrible person. My mom, she had spaghetti thrown at her face, okay? And how do you think I grew up to not be an alcoholic, okay? I read books, and I blocked it all out. And I read books about how to not be an alcoholic, too, so that helped as well.
So now Ramona is really running with this whole thing that she was traumatized. And that's what, like, they gave her an inch. And now she's like, I was traumatized, you know. So Ramona's like, look, I didn't mean to make you feel bad. What I'm trying to convey is that I like you. And I want to keep liking you. And Tinsley goes, oh, so you want me to just be a different person? I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I am who I am. Okay, sorry, Popeye. No. Yeah, sorry,
no. Yeah. And Ramona's like, you know what? She's like, I am who I am, so you just may not like me then. She's like, you know what? You may be right, because I just don't like your behavior, okay? And I know I've got control issues, and I want to thank you again for reminding me of those control issues, okay? But you know what? I don't like your behavior. Sorry. Sorry.
She goes, maybe you can curb it around me. And then Leah says, we shall see. And she goes, we shall see. And they're like, to be continued. Well, I guess this doesn't end up well.
Why? Because, is this the story?
And now I'll read some social media stuff. Oh, so if you guys don't want any spoilers, don't listen to it. I will say that they show in the clips for next week. She threw a ravioli. That's,
oh my God. Do you know I laughed for 5 minutes after that? It's like, she threw a ravioli. I mean,
So apparently Avery went on Instagram Live and was watching this with her mom.
Oh, no.
And was like, oh my God, this is so disgusting. Like, I can't even, referring to Leah. So Leah wrote on her Instagram stories, seriously, why are you involving your daughter at Ramona Singer? She said, Ramona Singer, are you sure you want to involve Avery Singer in our drama? She's 25, so she's fair game to me. In fact, I'm closer in her age than I am to you.
Uh-oh.
And then she posted another one. It's a screenshot, and it says, since Ramona is deleting comments, laughy face times four, and it's her sister, Lil McSweeney, and it says, oh my God, you're embarrassed by my sister for entertaining you all at that boring dinner party? I was embarrassed when you pooped your pants the next night at dinner and were still prancing around trying to flirt with drunk married men with soiled pants on. Elise was my witness, but she was being a good friend and trying to distract me from your shit-stained pants. And Avery Singer, please get your mom some Depends.
Wow. All right. This will be good.
I mean,
this will be a disaster. I mean, next week, I mean, honestly, I'm just in it for the ravioli. That's all I care about. That's all
I know, right? For real. Yeah. So good.
No, it's
well,
so
thanks
good.
Everybody so much for being here with us. This is a fun week.
Yeah, remember, you can check out this Crappens On Demand, patreon.com/watchforcrappens. We'll be back on Monday with some Top Chef, which I haven't watched yet, but I'm so excited because the finale, the grand finale of Last Chance Kitchen. And hope everyone has a good, safe weekend, and try to find some peace if you can.
Yes, do take care of each other out there. Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Now's the time for the latest blockbusters and award-winning movies with Now TV. Escape with Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker and lose yourself in award winners like Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and The Lion King. Whatever you fancy, a Now TV Sky Cinema Pass has you covered, all with no contract. Start your 7-day free trial today. Search Now TV. 18 plus new customers only. Auto renews at $11.99 unless cancelled. Terms apply.